An unchecked emotion is Satan's tool. Somebody say, an unchecked emotion is a tool of Satan. And that can be the demise of a great destiny. Unchecked emotion can know that he or she is wrong, but still claim right. Out of emotion and outburst. An unchecked emotion can take a step that is bad. He knows that is bad, but he takes it. Because it pleases his flesh, but it's going to be disaster to destiny. Hello, somebody. Somebody say glory to God. An unchecked emotion can walk away from their destiny placement and walk into what is not their destiny just to prove a point to somebody that they don't like. An unchecked emotion knows, if I continue this way, I might lose this beautiful thing. But they can't stop. They continue until they lose it. An unchecked emotion only realizes when they are lost already. May you never lose. Somebody say, may you never lose. An unchecked emotion is the last born or middle child of the demon called pride. Somebody say, a demon called pride. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? The enemy does not have power over us. All the enemy does, he's a manipulator. And the Lord say, be strong, what? In the Lord, not in yourself. If you're strong in yourself, you're over. You're finished. If you're strong in you, forget it. You can fight Satan. You don't have what it takes. Somebody say hallelujah. You can even fight yourself. Try fighting yourself. You will lose battle in 2 seconds. Somebody say glory to God. You can fight Satan. Somebody say glory to God. The only way you can defeat Satan is to become your original self. Become what? Your original self. Go back to before you became an embryo. Go back to before you entered your mother's womb. And find out that you are God and you don't walk like human beings. Be strong in the Lord. That's what the Bible says. The weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but they are what? Mighty through you. Through you? Through your flesh? Through your emotion? No. They can only be mighty through who? God. To the one pulling down of stronghold. You want to be free from any stronghold? You must tap into the spiritual weapon. Somebody say, Lord, please help me with me. Many of us are committing sin every day, and we don't even know it. Many of us are living in sin here, right now. We are living in sin every day, and we don't have a clue. The Bible says, he that knoweth what to do and doeth it not, to him what? That's what we hear. You know, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't act like this, but you are doing it. You are acting it. You say it's not a sin. After all, you know, I'm just mad. No. He that knoweth what to do and doeth it not, to him what? Is a sin, and that can take you to hell. A husband that knoweth what to do and doeth it not. A wife that knoweth what to do and doeth it not. A brother, sister that knoweth what to do and refuse to do it. You are sinning against God. And the enemy will use that tool against you. Somebody said, little foxes bringing down big vines. Can I say something to you? You and I, we know that fornication is bad, right? The devil is not coming after us with that. He knows we know better. He is smart. He knows that you ain't going to go commit fornication just like that. He knows that you ain't going to go steal and break in and or do drugs anymore. He knows you know better now. Now he's bringing things that don't look like sin. So he knows you ain't going to
sleep with a man that is not, you know, he knows that you're more born again than that, but he knows where your born again ends.
Oh, he does know that. Oh, he knows you know that when you steal is bad. He knows that, but he knows where your born again ends. He knows. He knows the parasite in your life. And he's taking advantage of your ignorance on them. Stop dealing with big things. Deal with those small things. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Somebody say deal with those small things.
Things that are hindering our life, they are not big things. They are not huge mistakes. No. They are small mistakes that are causing big damage.
Somebody say little mistakes. The Bible calls it little foxes. We prayed a prayer last night. Lord, every demonic small errors that I'm making that is causing a big damage in my life, a big hindrance in my life. Somebody say, glory to God. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Somebody say, Lord, help me. You need to enter into a realm of decoding and destroying. Decode it and destroy it, because when you do, that is when your complete freedom will be established.